your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin, the host. True Wealth, as always, is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. We are always involved in the purchase and sale of all forms of precious metals, silver, gold, and as well as platinum, palladium, rare coins, collections, investment portfolios. We help people preserve their wealth in a wise, biblical, financially conservative manner. We offer the highest rated, most secure, privately held depository service in the very large region. And we are always involved in business. We're always buying. We're always selling. And we do help you build. We help you diversify your portfolio, to say the very least. I'm thinking what's going on out there. By the way, Coins Plus, 444-0044 if you're a Spokaneite. If you're outside the area, 877-827-2646 or 877-TAP-COIN on your phone. I'm phones are getting more difficult to do the letter dialing, I suppose. But it's a thing of old. But anyway, 877-TAP-COIN or always through our website at coinsplus.com, where we respond to your messages quickly and briefly. And we're always here to help you and to, to do our best to help you preserve and protect your capital in the wisest way possible. We are also always here buying portfolios. I had a lady this week who had purchased a bunch of stuff from a company that I've, the kind I've described, that has commissioned salespeople, and they are out there, trust me. And they'd sold her stuff at too high of a price. But then when she went to sell it, she went back to them and got their quote. And luckily called us, because not only had they overcharged her, they were going to underpay her. And on top of it, we had another situation with a gal lately with Goldline, where Goldline, of course, when she bought, had severely overcharged her. It had been a number of years. But we were going through, we quoted her what, what the stuff's worth, what the market is. So she called Goldline, and they of course, highball her. They know, Goldline knows, because they operate by phone, that they're not going to buy about 99% of the stuff that people call for quotes on. So they artificially quote high when they're buying. And, folks, I want to lace this with an apology. I hate to talk about this. Please do not let this reflect on your view of us. Please. So Goldline highballs her, and then we said, get it in writing. Well, so what they do is they send her a form that says that they have 30 days to change their mind, that they can sit on her material for 30 days and, and then they can change their mind and they can adapt to any market. I mean, it's just this huge legal garbage, and so she just ended up selling her IRA to us. She wanted to cash out and do a big home remodel. But folks, the thing, when it all boils down, everything we deal in has a specific fixed value. It's worth what it's worth, okay? That's what we deal in. And that's where the investment is. That's where the profit is. That's where the growth is. That's where the success is. You buy the silver. You buy the gold. You buy the coin. You buy whatever at what it's worth. If the market goes up 5% tomorrow, okay, well, when we sell it to you, we might make a percent or two. But if the market goes up tomorrow, you start making money. It is, from my perspective, sad to see these companies do things to people's finances that are just wrong, especially in the name of investing. I mean, using that term investing and then going and doing things. And I really hate discussing it. I have to warn you, be careful. You're not smarter than the system. You don't know more. You think, and by the way, folks, Google, you're not smart if you can Google stuff. Everything on Google, not only is it paid for, I mean everything, stuff you wouldn't think is, everything you get when you search on Google is on a page that is paid for and paid dearly for to be above other people who don't, you can't even get anymore. I don't know if you remember back with the internet when you could search something and get 296,000 hits and you could dig back and find surgical procedures in the, you know, private hospitals of Sweden. You can't do that anymore. Everything is paid for. So when you think you're brilliant and you think you're researching on Google, you're not. You are only being fed somebody's propaganda. And that's a sad, sad commentary. It is. And what's happened is it's become more so that way, so that it is now penetrating every single aspect of our lives, including the media. And I'll tell you, a friend of mine texted me today, not a believer, a doctor, and he says to me, I'll read his text. He says, they're an entity that's been created that can survive because our system allows it. Governments are just set up. I mean, folks, governments become corrupt. There's fake news and false flags, okay, that are commonplace. Fake news, we know. I mean, this, like I said, this Syria event is a false flag. Fake news is real. I mean, the left-wing radical media is constantly putting out fake news. By the way, for those who are going to listen to this on the internet, there's a huge gap in the recording that I just discovered because my computer was overloaded, and I apologize. So anyway, fake news, folks, is, you know, it was a term coined by Trump, and it's out of control. Fake news is what? This Russian story, right? Just won't end. And they want a congressional, you know, investigation, all this garbage. Why? Because they just want it in the forefront. They want to taint Trump's presidency. We have become to a point of liberal activism, of Saul Alinskyism, that is so extreme that they literally want to destroy America. We learned this from Obama. I'm telling you, folks, the cruelest, most evil man, I think, to ever rule this nation. I talked many times about the Cloward and Piven strategy, a single goal of destroying America, of snapping the back of a nation. This is why he did so many things that were so heinous. Obamacare is nothing more than a dual-purpose economic destroyer. Number one, it puts so much financial strain on the back of America, it's designed to snap the back of America. Number two is once Obama got out of office, all the funding stopped and the thing was set to explode. Is he brilliant? Did he know the Republicans were going to try to take it on and fix it and that they would have this failed system in their hands with their name on it? I don't know. But he did incredible things. He is a master tactician in a way. But his, you know, and you talk about fake news. I mean, there was fake news flying. The left-wing media is, you know, it's interesting because fake news was created by socialist propaganda. Karl Marx called for it. He made the name propaganda. That's false news created by a government-run media to deceive the people into following the Communist Party. This is what we've got going on, folks. If you're getting your information, I've got a, you know, I won't even say, but we'll say a close person to me whose relatives, well, I know a young lad, we'll say, who his parents watch he lives with his parents, and they watch this MSNBC, folks. I mean, you want to watch, you know, cartoons are more accurate than MSNBC. That stuff is the most activist pile of tar I've ever seen. And the fact that fools watch this, I mean, how dumb are we? We don't want the truth. People like the quote I said from the British Prime Minister, he said, because the truth is not spoken by many today. We don't want the truth. We want to be fed lies. We want to be told everything is fine. And I've been talking lately about your financial situation. Folks, I'm telling you, simple fact. It is blowing. I don't know when, where, how, or why, but this is exactly how. There are so many distractions now to keep your eyes off of the financial ball. You remember Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. He was right. It's about the money. If our economy drops, if it collapses, we're done. These new F-35 fighter jets, $100 million each. And then they're talking about, you know, getting, I don't remember how many, but a lot of them. I mean, it's unbelievable. I heard them say on the radio that they want to get 2,500 of them, but I know that's not right. I know the anchor had to make a mistake. But the point is, we have a fighter jet that's $100 million a piece, and we're going to have a slew of these things. They're amazing, sure. They stop in midair and, you know, do all kinds of stuff like this. But to spend this kind of money, you know, $100 million each, you get 250 of those things or whatever it is they want, and all of a sudden each citizen has $70 into every one of them, and every family's got $300 into the fleet, you know. And I mean, we're spending money we can't spend. We have a debt of $1.7 million for each family. Just think about that. Many people out there have a $100,000, $200,000, or $300,000 mortgage. It's all they can do to pay that. $1.7 million on the family? How is that ever going to be reconciled? There is no way. The lie that, well, you know, if we pick up the economy and things go good, no. It doesn't eradicate the debt. Only one thing eradicates the debt, and that is the severe hyperinflation of the dollar. And when you add into the fact that over the last 17 years, incomes have gone up 3% or 4%, while inflation has at least doubled, if not more, I don't know how people are getting by anymore. I really don't. I think taxes have, you know, increased taxation decreases wages, by the way, because when an employer, myself, a small business, has tax increases, 8, 9, 10%, that's less money than you can put back into your business. Now, Trump promises to do something with taxes. I'm holding my breath. I'm waiting. I'm hoping, because we need it. We can't expand. We can't grow. Obama took just enough to put the real squeeze on us. The money I used to take home every year is what Obama's taken now. We ran the business last year literally at about a no profit level. I have a lot of assets I've saved up over the years. I keep it going. I want to, you know, I mean, we did a little better than that, don't get me wrong, and we've got a severe, we're very well capitalized. But it's to me, it's about employing the people and things like this, you know, keeping things going. It's about helping the customer, the consumer. We've done everything we can to cut costs and to reduce the cost to the customer. But, you know, we're here to serve our people. We're here to serve the customer. We're here to serve the employee. Money comes second if God wants us to have it. But our true heart is to provide solid financial wisdom and guidance to you, our customer, to God's children. And trust me, we're right. When it comes to financial advice, we're right. We can go through the Bible and show you. Oh, I understand that we're caught up in the system. I understand that the world makes it look amazing, just like the world makes, you know, billboards that tell you you should be skinnier and prettier and drink light beer and buy more expensive jewelry and drive a nicer car. They also make you think if you want to be smart, you've got to have your money in that stock market. You're missing out if you don't. Every news station every day talks about the dang thing, and they're using an artificial index that has nothing to do with what individual stocks are doing. Folks, I was looking at United Stock the other day. They talked about how great it's been doing. I mean, this stuff over the last 10 years has gone up like 30% with the Dow at an all-time high, and it's one of the Dow stocks. You like how United's crashing, but the Dow doesn't? That has a lot to do with what I've been telling you about how artificial the index is, because they use a 200-day moving weighted average. You know, Apple stock's another one. That stuff you would expect to be through the mountain, but if you look at the long-term performance of it, it's not that impressive. But somehow the Nasdaq's roaring. You know, it's just a bunch of artificial deception. It's all to make you feel good and make bad decisions. It's a deception. It's a sales pitch. Now think of this. Do you know that any law enforcement agency has a license to lie to you? Everything. Every aspect of government, it's okay to lie to the people. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no punishment. There's nothing. But if you, the consumer or the citizen, lie to the government, guess what? You are in, you know what, obstructing justice, you know, resisting arrest, contempt of court, whatever it may be, providing false information to a government official. How much sense does that make? Your government that is supposedly constructed by you to serve you can lie to you? This is how bad it's become. We've got the left wing of this country completely brainwashed in a socialistic mindset, fighting to defend big government, fighting to defend government corruption. Now we've got this opiate epidemic, which is just another branch of the failed drug war. Folks, I'm not pro-drug at all, but the drug war is pretty obvious. The more money we throw at it, the bigger the problem gets. What the heck does that tell you? I don't know. I can tell you that you might want to quit putting money in it. The problem is when you create government agencies whose entire existence depends on drug trafficking, you might be careful because you might have created a conflict of interest. When you give the CIA full authority with no accountability to transport drugs and or money in and out of the country, to make drug deals and drug trades and trade for weapons and, you know, make deals with cartel and actually bring drugs into this nation in order to generate money to take back out of the nation to fund projects, you might have created a problem. The bigger the drug war gets, the worse the problem becomes. And folks, the truth of it is, how many kids, when they're at that stupid stage of their life where they're experimenting with drugs, how many of them really consider the laws? They don't. You can have a 10-year sentence for cocaine, and kids in college might try it. They don't even think about that. It doesn't mean that we should have an open policy. But I'll tell you, there was a guy on Tucker Carlson last night on Fox that was pretty impressive. He was talking about how in multiple countries around the world, you know, Canada and I don't remember where it was, Germany and Sweden and so on, when they get confirmed heroin addicts, they in some cases will give them light doses of the drug and they'll function. They'll go to work. They'll treat their family well. They do okay. When we eradicate and strip that stuff away, we know that the genetic propensity for addiction affects 30% of society. Why? They're numbing pain. It's not just physical pain, it's emotional pain. What is it in our society that's creating all this emotional pain? We need to address that. And we've got to stop looking at the addict as an evil monster. They're, you know, really, ultimately, folks, we're all waiting to go to heaven, right? That's where we want to go. Well, some people that use drugs probably want to get there sooner. And then they get addicted. And trust me, you might be listening going, where is this guy coming from? I'm just coming from reality. What would Christ see in these people when he sat there with the prostitutes and tax collectors? Now, it's hard to understand tax collectors, but folks, they were commissioned mafia. They would come to your house, ransack your house, beat you up, walk around, take your assets, and walk off. And then they get a piece of that pie. They were bad, bad people. They were scum. It was a bottom-of-the-barrel job. And Jesus loved them. And Jesus sat with these people. He sat with the kind of people that we would see downtown right now on drugs and alcohol. Because he knew. They were broken. They were real. He knew something about them. He didn't say, you are the scourge of the earth. It's pharisaical to look at these people who are addicted to drugs and say, they're scum of the earth. I'm so much better than them. How dare they? What a bunch of dumb people. But for the grace of God, there go you. And you need to understand this about it. That's true compassion. You can't, there's certain behaviors, yes, we judge. Pedophilia, you know, is terrible, right? There's certain types, men that beat women. I mean, I have my little, my laundry list. But somebody who's experienced so much pain in life or whatever's going on that they find themselves addicted to drugs. Now, granted, what happens is they get on, you know, drugs like meth, which just absolutely destroy people. Part of the, one of the big reasons they destroy them is so many of the ingredients have been outlawed. They end up putting battery acid and a bunch of other stuff in there that eats them up. Then they get whacked out. They can't think clear and they don't have money and they go rob to get it. Okay. It's a problem. You know, if when there was pharmaceutical grade drugs that people could easily acquire at a reasonable price, these things don't happen. And trust me, did you know what has happened to marijuana use in the state of Washington since it was illegalized? It's dropped by, marijuana use has dropped by 29% so far. It's no fun anymore. People don't get a rush out of it, I guess. You might think I'm crazy, but I guarantee you, I believe this. My dad was a bail bondsman growing up. These people don't choose their lives. They go to treatment centers, they try. So as children of God, we need to do everything we can to help these people and understand them, okay? We're nearing the end of this. So we got fake news and false flag events, which are everywhere. Since most people are totally uncritical of what they read in the papers or watch on TV, it's extremely easy for governments in our country, the West and the East, to publish lies and fake news. We don't question it. And even if we find out it's a lie, we don't care, right? Journalists are liars because of their political leaning and because they're too lazy to find out the real facts. They go in with an agenda and then they try to make the facts fit. We're being deceived all around, folks. Now, pension fund trustees, they lie because they wouldn't want to tell their pensioners that they're unlikely to receive more than a fraction of the money, the pension that they've been promised. There is no end to the deception that surrounds us, and it's acceptable in our society. Simple enough, here's how. There are various ways to buy and own. I'll keep it simple. You own physical metals or coins, okay? No ETFs, no paper. You own your own physical coins, bars, or whatever. You don't owe any shares. You store the metals in a very secure vault outside of the banking system. You store the majority of your metals somewhere that just outside of your residence in a safe place with a long history of security. I think we provide that. You only want to store the metals at home that you could afford to lose without taking your life out. There's some safe hiding places we can talk about next time. Burglars, you know, can't find. And you want to only buy metals from dealers you know, people you trust. You want to buy product that's obvious. We help. We guarantee everything we sell. There is a lot of fake stuff out there now. You need to be careful. You don't just go on the web. You want to pull yourself out of the system, off the grid. Coins Plus does this. We build portfolios. Even 401ks or IRAs, put it into metal. Put it into something you know exactly what you got, that God said you need to have. Get out of the lies. You're surrounded. You're satiated with lies. So you're making decisions. You want to go on the web and do some research? You're just saturating yourself with more lies. The Bible is all you need. It's sufficient, right? Solomon said there's no end to books, but God's word is where it's at. So I think you get it. I hope you get it. Seek the truth. We're here to provide it. Coins Plus 444-0044, toll free 877-TAP-COIN or through our website at coinsplus.com. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. God bless. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.